ask God more often than you ask Google. What an incredible thing to think about. That's what I'm going to talk about on this episode and how you can be closer to the Lord. And I'm going to give you some quick tips on exactly how you can do that. So let's get into it right now.
This is Cutting Edge Faith. Cutting Edge Faith. The show that brings you the truth behind the headlines and equips you to live out your faith in the cultural chaos of today. God is on the move right now through people just like you. You were created for influence and impact. Let's take your faith to the next level. Learn more at RyanSHoward.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ryan S. Howard.
I love this thought of going to God more often than going to Google. Now, what's in your mind right now? What has come up lately that you searched online about for a solution for or what to do, or that you went to a trusted friend or family member or confidant or mentor or coach, advisor, whatever it might be? What is it? What is it that you're wrestling with? Now, I'm sure if you're like me, there are plenty of things that you're looking for guidance and direction on. But what floats to the top? And what is something you've been wrestling with for a time, for some time now? So I want to invite you to go to the Lord with that. You know, I remember a time when I had a manager, someone in my management, I'm not going to say who it was, but someone in my management that I didn't really respect. I had a run-in with them, and they didn't, I really act in a way that was fair and justified, and it was just really disheartening. And I remember Googling, how do you work for somebody you don't respect? And I remember diving in, and I'm finding something, okay, kind of relevant, okay, not really, okay, not exactly my situation, got some ideas, but nothing really resonated. And what I did was I thought, well, I should follow my own advice, and I actually prayed about it. And I went before the Lord, and I just said it before Him. And I started actually writing. I started typing out what was on my heart and my mind. And then I just thought about it. And I was meditating on the word and just thinking and just waiting, asking God to give me an answer. And He just dropped it in my spirit like a bomb. It was just incredible. And it shook me. And it was Colossians 3:23. And that says it says, do your work with your whole heart as for the Lord and not for man. And so God was basically telling me, well, I mean, you're not doing your work for Him. You're doing your work for me. Isn't that who you've been working for all along? Well, it was very convicting. And that's not something, you know, I can get tactics and all kinds of stuff from the Google machine or from people. And there are times where that's appropriate. What I'm saying is the scale should tip to where we're asking God more often than asking Google or a friend. Now, when God gives that kind of direction, obviously tactics come along with it because God removes these filters on our eyes so that we can see more clearly. And I saw very clearly what I could do. I mean, it removed any need to please man. I mean, God just really burned up any of that. It was gone. And I could see very clearly what I needed to do with certain projects, what I needed to communicate and not be timid about certain things. And I got radical clarity because I got that answer directly from Him. Now, that's just one small example. There are many of these that have happened in my work, but I want to invite you to invite God in. Now, what is it that you can bring to Him? And I want to say that we should be cultivating a lifestyle of being close with the Lord. And how do you do that? Well, of course, we need to be having a steady diet of the Word of God. We need to be diving into the Word. And we need to have a reading plan, and we need to have a study plan. So reading daily, maybe you want to go through the Bible in a year or two, or maybe go through the New Testament, whatever it is, something. And when you fall behind, just get back on the horse and keep going. Don't beat yourself up over it. We just need to have a steady intake of the Word of God. And we need to be studying it. Pick a book, go deeper, get a study Bible. I've got lots I like to recommend. One is the Life Application Study Bible. Or you can get the Logos software and you get thousands of books in your library if you want to spend more money on it. But you got to have something. There are free resources out there. There's no reason to not be studying the Bible on a regular basis. Now, we also got to have time where we're actually just going before the Lord. You know, if you bought a radio and you have it and you never plug it in or you never turn it to the right station, it's not a mystery why you're not hearing anything from the radio. And if we don't ever get alone with the Lord and get a chance to tune in to the right station, it's not a mystery why we're not hearing from God. Now, God, of course, can speak to us through others. He can speak to us through circumstances. He can quicken our spirit. There's many ways he can do that. But why not live a lifestyle where we are regularly going before the Lord so that we can hear from him, be in a position to hear from him? Now, I want to suggest that you do it in the morning if you can, but don't beat yourself up if not. Just get before the Lord. Now, here's another thing to keep in mind. It's not a one-way conversation. You noticed God gave me the answer. You know, in the Bible, Joseph got answers from God for tough problems that no one else could solve. The solution had to come from the Lord. Interpreting Pharaoh's dream, how to handle all the grain, management and distribution for the known world at the time in Egypt. That's what Joseph was in charge. And God gave him the strategies for this, gave him the answers in how to do all of that. And so, but he wasn't waiting until he was in command of the known world to be close with the Lord. He was close with the Lord when he was sold into slavery. He was close with the Lord when he was wrongly accused and thrown into prison. And he stayed in prison for years, serving God faithfully. And he proved himself faithful. And that's what we need to be doing. But we need to be getting with the Lord, not just waiting for these perfect circumstances to come or where we're in charge of some big thing, or maybe you already are, but we're not waiting for any changes. We need to be close with the Lord right now, right now. And if Jesus was coming back in the next 48 hours, what changes would you make? I wonder if there are some decisions or priorities or things that would get aligned and clear very quickly if you think about that. Now, really pay attention to that. What is coming up in your mind, in your heart right now, in your spirit? Pay attention to that. Now, I also want to suggest that, as I was starting to say before, you know, it's a two-way conversation. So you can imagine if a couple, husband and wife, are sitting down and one talks for an hour or even for 10 minutes. And then when they pause and the other one looks up, gets ready to say something, and then the first one just walks away. It's like, okay, I'm good. Like, wait a minute. What? It's a two-way conversation. It needs to be a conversation. That's what prayer is. It's two-way communication with the Lord. Now, how often do we treat our prayer life like that, where we just go before the Lord, we say everything we got to say, our requests, supplications, our thanks and praise? Those are all great. We need to do those. But then we don't just get up and leave the room. We got to wait and hear from the Lord, see what he'll say, and we learn to recognize his voice. And how do we learn to recognize his voice? Well, one tip I want to give you is to— this is an idea, okay? You can do what works for you, but it's something to try to get started. Just quiet your mind. It is difficult to hear from God with a cluttered mind and cluttered emotions and a cluttered life. So declutter. Declutter your mind, declutter your emotions, declutter your life. Now, that can be physical, it could be digital, it could be, like I said, your mind and emotions, but get it settled. Let it settle. And it may take, you know, put on some worship music, whether it's instrumental or not, and just let the dust settle. If you have tons of things racing through your mind, get a notepad, write it out, get it out of your mind, and you can trust that you will go back to it when you're done. But do not be distracted. Just carve out the time and do it. And you can do 5 minutes, you can do 10 minutes, you can do 15 minutes. You can do an hour. I mean, whatever it might be, you may have 70 things you got to write down, but you'll see clarity and you may see some patterns. Whatever it is, you need to carve out the time to let the Lord actually speak to you. While he's speaking, we need to recognize what he's saying. Now, I would suggest actually doing it in the morning and then at some time in the middle of the day and maybe at the end of the day. You know, you pick what works for you. But the thing is, what you're doing is you're learning to settle your mind so that you can actually recognize what God is saying. Because he's always speaking, and you start to pay attention. What, you know, those things that he's whispering can get louder when you quiet your mind. It becomes more clear, that thought that just won't go away, or that person that you need to pray for, or that project, this step you need to take. He can drop these things in. And you know what? If you come to the end of 15 minutes and nothing, well, that's fine. No problem. Just be faithful in that. God might slip something in your pocket. I've had that happen where I'm preparing to give a message at a church. I was down in Brazil with my wife and our son, and we're down there getting ready to give a message. And I'm sitting there fretting over what to say. And I just, you know what? I just worshiped for 45 minutes. And then I sat down to write down what, and it just poured out. God just gave me the message. I was just faithful in that. and in the time, and then he gave it to me. So just carve out the time. Trust the Lord that he's going to meet you when it's time. All right. So remember, ask God more often than you ask Google. Make a list of things right now. What can you do? What can you go to the Lord and actually expect to hear something back from him? All right. Well, I hope that blessed you. Head over to RyanSHoward.com to find more past episodes. And you can also engage with me there. You can send me a note. Let me know what's on your mind or any questions you have or any topics you want to hear. Thanks for joining. God bless. And we'll see you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe. And you can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. Visit RyanSHoward.com. to learn more about living the intentional, influential, and impactful life you were created for.